It's time for the Millionaires Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holla, the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. And I am so excited because, you know, God is good. That's all I have to say. He's just good. He's good all the time. Whether he does something or nothing, he is great, awesome, and wonderful. And he's doing a whole lot right now. So we just have to give him glory, honor, and praise for what he is doing, how things are shifting in the atmosphere, how people are hitting the reset button, and how this whole entire thing that looks like it was a block. It has actually been an open door to a whole entirely different next level. So I want everybody to know this. If you received a 1099 in 2019, if you received a 1099 in 2019, you are eligible for the Paycheck Protection Program. And you need to go to AskLynn.org so you can either get on the call tonight or get started so that you can get your paperwork in order. The government has made this funding available to business owners, and if you received a 1099, you are technically a business owner. You are a sole proprietor. Yep. Did you know that the moment you accept money from somebody to do a service, let's say you have a lemonade stand, and you sell somebody some lemonade, and they give you 10 cents, you are a sole proprietor, okay? So this covers sole proprietors. It covers self-employed people, home-based business owners. If you're a sole proprietor, you automatically you have a home-based business, okay? So get your money. Don't leave any money on the table. Lots and lots and lots of people were denied, and I've redirected quite a few folks, and they've said, oh, my God, Lynn, I got my money. I got my money. People every morning are telling me how they got their money. And this is not $1,000. This is not $2,000. This is lots of money. I think the least one that I saw was maybe $10,000 or something like that. So if you are a 1099 employee and you are ready to, take part in what's happening, then you need to go to AskLynn.org, submit your inquiry, and then wait for the immediate reply. You'll get an immediate reply, and I need you to take action. Now, that's the first part of it. The second part of it is... it's a loan, yes, but it can be forgiven. You have to follow the rules. Let me tell you, I'm following the rules. If you are sole proprietor, then you need to run your business like a business, and then I'm going to teach you how to do that. So it can be forgiven if you use the money for what they say it can be used for. And guess what? If you are a sole proprietor and you have to use the money for payroll, guess who you're going to pay? Yourself. So to me, this is a great exercise in how to properly run a business, because lots of people have been running their businesses incorrectly. You know, somebody gives you some money and you take it and then you just spend it, right? Or you take it, put it in your account. No, that's not how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to put your money in an account that's for business, right? And then pay yourself from that account. That's what you're supposed to do. So I've got the solutions. This does not have to be as difficult as it has been out there for some of you. So if you know anybody who receives a 1099, if you receive a 1099, even if you've been denied, because what's happening is you're submitting the information, but they can't really tell you what to submit or how to submit it, or, you know, what you need to. They'll tell you what documents they need. And some banks aren't even telling people what documents they need. They're just telling you to upload proof. And you don't know what proof is. So if you don't upload the right documents, if you don't have everything in order, then you could get denied. So if you're a sole proprietor, and some sole proprietors have a single member LLC, you also qualify. But you got to know what to send in, and you have to know how to present yourself properly. So I want everybody who is eligible to get it, because we know that when that first $350 billion hit, it was gone. And we were on fire. We were mad. Let me tell you, everybody was mad. And I got together with Diddy, and we did that campaign at myfairshare.org. He did a video. I did a video. Robert Smith got involved. And I think that same day that the campaign started, the government opened up more funding, spread the money out, took the money back, or, you know, the businesses that weren't supposed to get it, gave their money back, and now people are getting their fair share. So get your fair share. If you have a 1099, tell somebody. You can get funded through the Paycheck Protection Program. Now, the EIDL, from what I'm understanding, they aren't even taking any applications. But I kept telling people about that, too. Get in there. I gave everybody that I knew the information. I told them how to apply. If you went to my website, the link was there for you to apply. So millions and millions of people had access to this. So don't sleep. Do not sleep. Now, we are still talking about the stair steps to wealth, because we're still climbing. We're still climbing, and we're still striving to get to the next level. And number one was spend less money. Number two was get more money. Number three was get your money back. We started talking about how to invest over time. I'm going to continue to talk a little bit about that. Then I'm going to go into real estate investing. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break right now for traffic and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?
A little check to Monday, a little check to Monday, a little check to Monday. Are you little check to Monday? Then let your simple
valuable today. No need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, and it starts with you getting your money. If you are an independent contractor, you received a 1099, you're a self-employed person, then you have to get your money. Okay, the government has made it available. And one of the gentlemen who received some funding, and he just never thought he could even have access to something like this. He thought that this was only reserved for a few people. I'm not going to say who those people are, but I think you know what I'm talking about. And I have never limited myself because of anything, race, gender, class, you know, and I guess I'm at the bottom of all three barrels. I'm black, female, born in the projects. None of that ever stopped me. I don't care about any of that. What matters is how I show up in this moment, showing up with truth, love, and excellence. So if you can do that, doesn't matter any of those things, because everybody has been marginalized at some point, somehow, some way. So whether they think they have or not, your job is to not allow that stereotypical marginalization to become your story, and don't let it become your grunt and runt and rant story for your whole entire life. You ever met anybody, no matter what's happening, they always complain and talking about what's not right? Well, what is right? Let me tell you, I don't have time to be talking about what's not right. Now, I know there are some things that we have to fix, but if I'm not going to actively engage in fixing it, then I'm going to go fix myself or fix something else or whatever. But I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just not going to talk about it for a long time. So this is your time to move past your mouth saying things and actually doing something and get this money. Because if we don't, we cannot complain next time when it's not available. And there's a lot of people who are sitting back, you know, grunting and, you know, being doubtful of the intentions. And this is real, okay? This is real. So get your funding, and let's keep climbing the stair steps to wealth. So one, spend less money. Talked about the budget, 10, 10, 30, 50. Someone said today, one of my clients this morning, because people actually do get to talk to me. They talk to me. I talk to regular, everyday people one-on-one. Now, I'm up early. So if you looking for an appointment in the afternoon, it's not going to happen. I'm up at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. on the West Coast. And I usually start talking to people somewhere around 4 or 5 a.m. So I can get it out of the way. I'm fresh, because by 3 or 4 in the afternoon, my brain does not work like that. I might tell you anything. Scooby-Doo, Daffy Duck. There's no telling what might come out of my mouth in the afternoon. So if you want some real answers about your money and what to do, you need to talk to me early in the morning. I'm like Toni Morrison. She used to get up at 2, 3 in the morning. She said she would write until the sun came out. And then once the sun came out, it was over. That's how I feel. I love being up early in the dark. Nobody else. There's no movement. Nobody talking. There's no emails happening. Nobody's ringing the phone. That's when I get my best work done. So anyway, I was talking to her this morning, and she said it was hard for her to follow her budget because it was difficult for her to use cash. I said, no, it's not difficult. What's difficult is what's in your mind. She said, you're right. I said, I know I'm right. That's why I'm talking. Get over talking about how difficult it is and just use cash. You have a spending addiction. And when you have a spending addiction, you have to get control over that. And the way to get control over that is to just use cash for your incidentals. Now, I would like for you to do that. If you don't have a spending addiction, then you get to take that spending money, put it in a separate account. In my post yesterday, Candy Burris talked about, you know, everybody's like, Candy, you don't have any money. She's like, no, not in my spending money account, because she does not swipe and cash app her bill money away. And that's how the rest of us have to be. So once you get past your spending addiction, and you literally know how to only spend $20 for the week, if that's all you have for lunch, then you can take your spending money, put it in a separate account. You can get a card for that, but that's all you have to spend. Once you spend that money, it's gone. So you can't go over to your bill money account and your savings account and your, you know, you can't go to that account and then start swiping over there. As a matter of fact, you don't even need a cash station card for your bill account and your savings account. Okay, so we are getting it together. We can do this. I know we can do this. If I can do it, anybody can, because I was the worst thing to head out when it came to not doing the right thing with money. All right, so we can make it happen. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. It's 1230 on the Talk of Chicago. And we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Sync your life with Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsynccosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com and submit your ambassador application today.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. So it is on and popping right now. So we are working on the Stair Steps to Wealth. And once you spend less money, get more money, and then you start living your life like a business, your whole entire life. That means every time you do anything that involves money, could involve money, involves a tax write-off or potential tax write-off, you asking yourself, how am I going to legally, ethically, and morally, truthfully apply this to my business? So, for example, if I'm going to go get in my car and go for a ride, I'm going to go ride and do something for business. So if I go to the post office for business, then I get to track that mileage. If I'm going to spend money on someone, I get to decide, am I just going to spend money on you or am I going to hire you? I hire everybody. Everybody works for me. So there's no free money floating around. And that includes gifts. No gifts, because you can't get that money back. There's a limit that the IRS places on gifts. It's something like $75 or something like that. And that's not enough. So instead of just paying for things, then you hire people. You actually put them to work. And it's a tax write-off. So I have two children who are at home. They're adults now. My husband, he says things like, where are the kids? And I'm like, they're grown. He's like, yeah, but they're still kids. I'm like, you know what? You need to let these people grow up. But they are our babies, I guess, and they work for the business. So they're helping us out during the quarantine. They get paid, and they have been working for us for a very, very, very long time. And your kids should work for you, too. So that's how you get your money back. And you can do that. There's 475 different ways you can get your money back. And you need to learn about them by getting in class and learning the rules of the game. So you can play the game by the rules and forget what people are talking about. You know what I'm talking about at the barbershop, what they said, what he said, sitting around the dinner table at Big Mama's house. You're listening to what they said and they don't know what they're talking about. So get the information for yourself so you will know what to do. And I have to say this because we have been so programmed to not know anything that once we do know something, we let other people talk us out of it. And we question ourselves 50,000 times. So I want you to get your power. Know what it is. Once you go to school and you learn that 1 + 1 = 2, nobody can tell you anything different because you learn for yourself. You understood theory. You know why 1 apple + 1 apple = 2 apples. And then you move on. But if you let other people interrupt that who don't know, they never went to school, they never went to the class, then it means that your foundation was not solid, and you can't get a solid foundation without going to take the classes. So next you want to put some money away, $250, $500, $100, $50, $25. Just put it away in your mutual fund, a 401k. If you don't have a 401k at a job, just open a mutual fund. Go to asklynn.org. Say, Lynn, I need somebody to help me start with my investing, and I'll hook you up with my girls, Mary Green at Prudential, and Tania Simmons over at State Farm. And you can also catch them on Lynn's List at LynnMillionaire.com. Because you want to do one of two things. You want to do dollar cost averaging, which means you just take a consistent amount. And over time, you'll see that you will have a gain over time. Or you want to do a target fund account. That's another one. And there are many, but those are the two that I recommend, a target fund. Dollar cost averaging is not an account type. It's an approach, okay? And a target fund account means that you'll be a little more aggressive now, and then the closer you get to retirement, you won't be as aggressive, okay? So it'll reallocate your funds accordingly. Or you can sit with your financial advisor every 6 months or every year and figure out what new thing you want to do. So there are a couple of different ways to approach that. So you want to do that. Okay, we need to stop spending money. This is the thing that I'm confused about. Where does everybody want to go when you go outside? Where do you want to go? Because I can promise you it's going to spend you some money. It's going to cost you some money that you don't need to spend. So I'm cool with staying at home. I guess I'd like to go out every now and then, but I'm cool to stay here and figure out how to keep building this empire and helping you build yours. So now the next thing you need is real estate. We're talking about the stair steps, real estate. Until you've got money saved in a bank. So the same lady I was talking to this morning who has a spending addiction, has a 400 credit score, a car repossession, and defaulted student loan, wanted to know when she can buy a house. Not right now. You're not ready. And it's okay. And she started crying a little bit. And I said, yep, I did that too. I cried when I wasn't ready. And I was crying for worse reasons because I had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and was still broke. So I was crying real hard. So if you don't have any money, I understand that. But if you have a whole lot and still don't have any, that's a whole nother level of pain. So she wanted to know when she could buy a house. Not right now. We got to get your credit score up, and you've got to learn how to spend $1 without abusing it. And if that's you, then the only thing you have to do is acknowledge that. You cannot fix what you will not face. That's something that you have to acknowledge and that you have to grow through. Getting mad about it, not wanting to deal with it, is not going to make it go away. Okay? So, real estate. Once you've got some money in your emergency fund, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with your real estate. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And we're still talking about the stair steps to wealth because we are still climbing. Get your Paycheck Protection Program money if you have a 1099. If you earned a 1099 in 2019, now there's a whole lot. There's a lot more to the qualification. All businesses, any business, okay, under 200 employees, generally speaking, can apply. But I think a lot of people who are independent contractors, self-employed workers, do not know that they qualify as well. So one of the key ways to know if you're an independent contractor or if you're self-employed is, did you receive a 1099? If so, even if you received a W-2 from your other jobs, if you received a 1099, then you are still eligible. And if that income has been impacted, then you want to get your money. Go to asklynn.org and either join our free call tonight where we do our CARES update weekly, or just get started submitting your information so we can help you get through the process. Number one, spend less money. Number two, get more money. Number three, get your money back. Number four, you're investing in your 401k, mutual fund, IRA. Those things. Number five, real estate. Own where you live. That's your goal. But you want to own where you live and earn income too. Because if all you do is own where you live, then at least for the 30 years you're going to pay for that mortgage, it is not really an asset. It's a liability because it's taking money out. And you want money to come in. If I were, and I actually am, but you know, the people who you love most, what would you tell them to do? So let's start with my children. Very first thing, daughter graduated from college, buy you a piece of property, live in one unit, rent out the others, get your money back. Stack your cash. Let one of those tenants pay the mortgage. Let the other two tenants pay you. When you get paid, don't go buy more stuff. Stack your dollars. Aim to get six figures in the bank within a couple of years. You have six figures in the bank, cash, then you're really ready to do some things and go to the next level. Then, if you decide to move out of that unit, you can prepay it, pay that mortgage off in 10 years, 7 years, something like that, which it can be done. And then move out and let another tenant move in. And then let tenant number 2 or 3, whichever one, pay for your new house that you live in. Okay? So, let's talk about how this goes. You buy a 4-unit building. Let's say the mortgage payment on that 4-unit building is $2,500. All right? And let's say you live in one unit and you used to pay $1,000 a month for rent. Well, right there, I just saved you $12,000. So that's $12,000 back in your pocket that you used to spend that you no longer spend because you are living for free. Unit number 2, let's say the rent on that one is $2,000. Unit number 3, rent is $2,000. Unit 4, rent is $2,000. So I just gave you $12,000. Now you're collecting $2,000 per unit. That's $6,000 that you're collecting minus $2,500 for the mortgage and all of that stuff. So now you have an additional $3,500. Now, I already gave you $12,000. That's what you're going to have to work with. You don't get a whole lot of extra money to start running around buying jujus. Jujus is all of the stuff that you want that you think you need to impress other people, like a bigger car, more furniture, all of that stuff. You don't need all of that. Out of the $3,500 that you're spending, you're going to take $1,000 of that. I'm going to give you, let's just say a third. You're going to take roughly $1,300 of that or $1,200 of that, and you're going to put it away in the building emergency fund. All right? You're going to take another $1,200 and you're going to apply it towards your principal and interest pay this mortgage off fast if you intend to stay in for a long time. You're going to get a lot of equity really fast. And then for the remaining, $1,100 or so, whatever's left over, $1,100, you can take half and enjoy yourself, but you want to invest that in your home-based business or something like that. And then you can take the other half that you have left over, and you want to fast-track your retirement. Now, you've got money, $1,200 going into your emergency fund right there. So at the end of the year, you'll have $13,000 plus $2,600. You'll have over $15,000 in the bank from there. You're taking another $550 fast-tracking your retirement. You're prepaying your mortgage. You're in a good place. Do this for 3 years. 3 or 4 years, you've got a house pretty much almost halfway paid off. You've got tons of money in the bank. The money that you were saving on rent, you can apply towards other things, investing in your business, investing in your mind so that you can have a great business, all of those things. That's how you build. That's how you start to get your money back. When you get ready to move out, now you're going to get another tenant who's going to pay another $2,000, and you're going to find you a single-family home or a condo for under $2,000. So you're still going to live for free because the next tenant is going to pay your mortgage on your new space. That's how you want to do it. That's how you start to master the money game, and that's how you start to live for free. Remember I told you I went on the Super Rich Tour with Russell Simmons? Super Rich is the state of needing nothing. When you need nothing, you have everything. He didn't pay for anything. That's the day I decided. That's who I'm going to be. I'm not paying for anything. I'm going to let business take care of me. I'm going to let strategic financial decisions help me get where I'm trying to go. Go to AskLynn.org. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Follow this radio show at Lynn Millionaire. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. Guess what? I have to go, but I'm coming back next time. I'll talk to you. Until then, keep building wealth. Bye-bye.